SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials when he was a private citizen, including documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and other sensitive national security matters. That's according to a Justice Department report that nonetheless says no criminal charges are warranted for him. The report said that there was some evidence to suggest that Biden knew that he couldn't keep classified handwritten notes at home after leaving office, yet he kept notebooks containing classified information in unlocked drawers at home. The special counsel says Biden came across to investigators as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The Supreme Court took up the Colorado case that Donald Trump is ineligible to appear on the state's ballot because of the January 6th Capitol riot. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Trump attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued that the 14th Amendment does not apply in this case.
A state cannot exclude any candidate for federal office from the ballot on account of Section 3.
Section 3 is referred to as the Insurrection Clause, and attorney Jason Murray, representing Colorado voters, focused on the former president's actions.
By engaging in insurrection against the Constitution, President Trump disqualified himself from public office.
With Colorado's primary scheduled for March 5th, the high court has signaled it will try to act quickly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking to reporters, Donald Trump says he better be on the ballot since he's leading in all the polls.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 35 points. The NASDAQ adding 36 points. This is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the popular business review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue befitting his larger-than-life role in history. Authorities in Rome have unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. It stands over 42 feet in height. Constantine's Edict of Milan outlawed the persecution of Christians throughout the empire. This is SRN News. The FCC has outlawed robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence.
You may remember that AI-generated robocall that mimicked President Biden's voice to discourage people from voting at last month's New Hampshire primary? Well, the FCC wants to put an end to that. The agency says it will fine companies that use AI voices in their calls or block the service providers that carry them. It also opens the door for call recipients to file lawsuits and gives state attorneys general a new mechanism to crack down on violators. Those who break the law can face steep fines, maxing out at more than $23,000 a call. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two JetBlue planes made contact in a minor collision at Boston Logan International Airport. One plane's wingtip touched another plane's tail while both were in the de-icing area. No one was hurt. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.